Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health confirmed all elementary and secondary students will be returning to in-person learning on January 5. Dr. Kieran Moore delivered a virtual update on December 30, and said the two-day delay in return to school will allow time for schools to prepare for public health measures that were announced today. The measures include providing non-fit tested N95 masks for staff in schools and licensed childcare settings as an optional alternative to medical, surgical masks. Supply of high-quality 3-ply masks is also strongly encouraged and free for children and students returning in January. Testing changes made today will allow a rapid test positive result to stand without a PCR confirmation, so any staff or children who test positive with a rapid test would be assumed to have COVID-19 and must follow isolation requirements. Only low-contact indoor sports and safe extracurricular activities will be permitted in January. The province has also promised to deploy 3,000 standalone HEPA filter units to school boards in addition to the existing supply. There will be updates to the school and childcare screening tools ahead of the return to encourage rigorous screening and monitoring of symptoms. Moore also announced capacity restrictions that will come into effect tomorrow, December 31. Spectator capacity at indoor areas for sports and recreational fitness activities, concert venues and theaters will be limited to 1,000 people or 50% of the building capacity, whichever is less.